Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Swing into Seaside Golf in Ocean City, Maryland. Play like a pro at 17 championship courses designed by golf legends like Jack Nicklaus and Arthur Hills. Tee off on sweeping vistas at Eagle's Landing. Savor the coastal views of Lighthouse Sound. Or see why Ocean City Golf Club is considered one of the Mid-Atlantic's finest fairways. Whether you're sneaking in a quick round on a family vacation or going all in on a golf getaway, fun is always in play at Ocean City, Maryland. Plan your trip at OCOcean.com.
Everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Bozzano, along with Mr. Cool, I guess, Josh Reese. What's up?
I am Mr. Cool. I'm feeling really great today. Yep. I like hurricanes. I like destruction. I like devastation. And I'm really kind of pissed that I was gearing up for Hurricane Janus. Is that what it was?
Oh, I don't know.
Whatever. But it was supposed to hit. Hit at Beaumont, which is like 40, 60 miles away, but didn't come to Houston. I was kind of disappointed. I like the rain.
Today?
It was supposed to happen a couple days ago.
Oh.
But I love the rain.
And I don't pay attention to things, as you can see.
Yeah.
No. It's not wrestling, so why would I pay attention to it?
Well, all you have to do is pay attention to wrestling. That's pretty much your job.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Oh, man. It's a beautiful day outside, as you can see.
It's not really a beautiful day.
No, it's not a beautiful day.
And it's the problem is, it's not sunshiny, but it's not rainy either.
Well,
we're stuck in the in-between gray shit, which is annoying. But it's not raining now. I like the straight torrential downpour. I love to fall asleep to the rain. It's one of my favorites, to be cuddling and then falling asleep to the rain. I really love it.
And who are you cuddling with?
Well, you know, I don't have anybody now, so just hold on to pillows.
You cuddle a pillow when you sleep?
I do, because I sleep on my side, and sometimes it helps when I'm...
Do you put the pillow behind
something.
You, or...
No, I'm the big spoon. I'm the big spoon.
You spoon a pillow?
No. No, I'm just saying, if there was
What if you
spoon,
get, like, excited? Do you also fuck the pillow?
No. No,
maybe,
I do not.
Maybe awake? I think she's awake. Yeah, is did you draw like a face on the pillow? Is there like
no.
a?
I've never had. Well, I take that. No, I won't. I won't get into that. It gets. Yeah,
oh,
no.
Really?
Not about a pillow. I'm thinking about an ex, but she was awake. But it doesn't matter.
Wow.
Oh,
so you raped.
She was awake.
So she was awake when you.
We're not going to get into that.
Okay.
But I'm Andrew. You're with someone now.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever had sex while you know she was sleeping?
No. I'm not into that.
Yeah.
Need the girl to want me to like be excited. Otherwise, it's lame. Then you might as well just fuck a fucking blow up doll.
Well, you would wake her up as she's you know. No. Okay.
Yeah.
Different strokes for different folks.
The person has to be into it.
Well, yeah, they get into it.
I'm not like gonna fuck a dead body.
You never have woken up with the girl, you know, playing with you?
Yeah.
Well, they're trying to get you excited.
All right.
It's the same way for men, the other way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're a raper.
I'm not. I'm a very sensual lover. I'm Hispanic.
Well, yeah.
I'm Hispanic. We're very tender.
I mean, hey, Cosby's like a romantic rapist.
I don't think that's right. Oh, my God. Did you see one of the pictures of the ladies that he allegedly raped?
Mm-hmm. One
Weird.
Of them? What do you mean?
Weird. She looked like a strange version of Carrot Top.
That's the one that accused. That's the one that was in the involved with the trial.
The lead accuser or whatever?
She was.
Yeah.
It was the trial was only about her case.
It just makes me wonder, And this goes back to Tiger Woods as well. You remember Tiger Woods when he was having sex with all the
porn stars?
No, he was having sex with the people from Waffle House.
What are you talking about?
Don't you remember Tiger Woods back in the day when he was having sex with the when he had the affair and all this stuff came out?
I didn't hear anything about. Fucking Waffle House.
Look, he was fucking Waffle House. Waffle House people. Yeah. That's what made me think. I was like, and then you had Bill Cosby fucking this really rando looking lady. Can't these guys get better women than that?
Yeah, but Tiger Woods also
slept with better women.
He also banged porn stars.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
And the porn stars that he banged were good looking.
They were, but at the height of Tiger Woods' peakness, when he was just fucking everybody that walked, he literally did fuck everybody that walked. And it was
awful. Where did you hear about the Waffle House?
Go look, type it, put in your phone right now, Tiger Woods.
I believe you. I'm just asking the fucking question. I'm asking a question.
I just remember it. It's one of the things that stuck out in my head.
So you would go to Waffle House and pick up the waitresses?
Yeah, I guess so. Very strange.
Waffle House is terrible, though. It's terrible food. I agree.
That's why the memes and jokes are out there. Why couldn't he at least go to IHOP or Denny's or something like that? Yeah. Find a little bit better class of woman. Instead of the, and I don't
it
mean
also
to
makes
dis,
you wonder that like if Lindsay Vonn knew all that, why would she get, like hook up with Tiger?
Right,
like you're fucking Waffle House.
That
chicks?
Is one dirty dick. Yes.
Yes.
Awful.
Seriously.
Feel bad for Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now apparently he's off the wagon again.
I've only been to Waffle House a couple times because I hate it, and that was I haven't been in a long
really?
Time.
It's not bad.
I think it's terrible food. The waffles are terrible. Like I'd rather toast an Eggo. The Eggo waffles are better. Mm. Eggos are pretty good, though. I'm just saying, but if you go to a restaurant, the waffle should be better than a fucking Eggo.
Well, if you're going to Waffle House, it's because it's the only thing open
IHOP
at 3 a.m.
and Denny's are open 24/7. Just go there.
Well, also, if you're going to Waffle House, it's because there's not an IHOP or Denny's around. I've been to a Waffle House a few times, and that's pretty much because it's been 3 a.m., I was hungry, and there's nothing else
Some
open.
Of the waitresses can look all right until they open their mouth. Then their teeth is like,
oh, yeah.
Ah! It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like they were hockey players or something like that.
Hockey players from England.
Oh, yes. So rough. Mm-hmm. Rough, rough, rough.
Anyways, so you want to get started?
Well, I mean, we could. We could also talk about, and I know that we're the camera is facing the earth now, and you can see the terrain that me and Andrew
technically this is all the earth, right?
Well, we're inside the earth, but now you can
see inside the earth.
We're inside the earth, and now people can see outside towards the beautiful landscape that we have here in Houston, Texas. But
it's not beautiful.
Minutes before, well, it looks nasty now, but the terrain looks beautiful. It's populated with lots of anyways. Minutes before me and Andrew started recording, there's this fucking giant ass hawk that flew right through, right damn near the building. And you could see that he had fucking mouse in his claws. It was amazing. Fucking me.
So,
amazing.
Josh is on some sort of psychedelics.
No psychedelics.
Because I was right here. I saw no hawk. There was no hawk.
There was a hawk, big ass mouse.
Oh, that fucking mouth.
I'm sure, well, hawks, you know, they got the pointy mouth or beak.
Also, before we started recording, you told me that you started watching Glow on Netflix.
Oh, my God, yes. Started
watching
Glow. And that
Alison Brie shows her boobs.
Yeah.
Which means I'm going to have to check out the show.
I did not know that you were an Andrew. Alison Brie Mark. I did not know that. So I'm learning new things about you today, Andrew.
Yeah.
Well,
she's good looking.
I mean, she's all right.
She's
fine.
She's not all right. She's pretty good looking.
Out of Community, the Community cast, mm-hmm. you had Alison Brie and Julian. Whatever.
We know what you're talking about.
I like Julian better.
No, Alison's hot.
I'm a blonde guy. I like blondes.
I'm talking about the face.
Yeah, I thought she was cuter.
So if Alison Brie was blonde and Julian was brunette, you'd be on Alison then?
Probably Julian still. I like Julian. I thought she was cute.
Yeah,
Julian
cute
Jacobs?
Too.
Is that what it was?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Something like that. Yeah. Anyways, we don't have to talk about that. We don't have to talk about Community, that underwhelming show.
I never saw the final season. I still want to. I thought Community did fine.
I watched the first two seasons, I think. And then after that, I was maybe Some of three.
Really? We got to go back. There's like six.
No, I don't. I stopped because I got tired of it.
Why? Okay. Well, we'll have plenty of time to talk about NXT.
But tell me,
what was not funny? I liked it.
I just didn't like it. Okay, here's what I didn't like. Joel was the main character. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what his name in the
show. Joel Mickey. Yeah.
But his whole character is, I'm just here to take advice. Like, I wanted him to embrace the villain side of him. But it's like every episode he's a dick to everyone. No. And then by the end of the episode he's like, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. And it's always the struggle with good and bad.
I didn't care about the old black lady. She was annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the characters were annoying, too. That was the thing.
You didn't like Pierce, Chevy Chase?
Yeah, I like Chevy Chase. But after he was only there till like season... He left by like season three or whatever, right?
I think they finally killed... No, they killed him off in like season five.
Season five?
Oddly enough, Mike takes over. Mike from Breaking Bad.
That's right. Yeah,
Takes over.
I
as
wasn't
the
watching
old,
then, but I saw curmudgeon. That he was on there. Yeah,
yeah. It's not bad. I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun.
Well, I don't know,
but different spin. Dan Harmon, who did that show, I'm now starting to watch Rick and Morty. I've never seen it before, uh-huh. And I keep hearing so many great things about Rick and Morty. And I saw that Dan Harmon is also the executive producer.
So you watched Rick
of
and
that.
Morty.
So now I'm watching Rick and Morty. Have you ever seen that?
No. How is it?
It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm looking for a new good cartoon. I like Archer. I never liked Family Guy. I don't like any of the other Family Guy spinoffs, American Dad or what was the other one with the black
Cleveland
guy?
Show.
The Cleveland Show. Did not like the Cleveland
Peter.
Show. Nothing. Oh, God. No.
Hey,
no.
Hey, Peter.
I will leave if you continue doing that voice.
Wow.
No. Oh, God, no. No.
Why? Does it creep you out?
Yes. It's awful. I hate Joe, what the fuck is his name? Seth MacFarlane. I hate Seth MacFarlane. He's awful. He is an American villain.
Whatever.
He's destroying America's youth. Through stupid fucking cartoons. Awful. Seth MacFarlane.
And you watch Total Divas and Total Bellas, so shut the fuck up.
Oh my God,
Josh.
That is such a great show. Although I'm so behind on TV yet, I've yet to get to this season. But I will, and when I do, we
this
will report
of
on
what?
It.
There's no season right now.
Well, no, the latest season where I left off.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. Anyways, let's get started with NXT.
I guess. We can continue walking about TV for hours and hours and hours. But
well, technically, this is TV, right?
It is.
So, to start off the show, we have Peyton Royce versus the return of Ember Moon. And she has her red contacts back in, so you know she's for real this time.
For
now
realsies.
She's serious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Ember gets ready for the eclipse, but Billie Kay pulls her lover out of the ring. So Ember dives on Billie Kay. Again, it's like every time I see them, they're acting like extra lesbian-y. But was it just me? It seemed like they were all over each other this week. I know I say this every time.
I think it
was
just you.
They were like really just all over each other.
I think it was just you. Maybe it's because it's the same stuff they do all the time.
So you don't think their characters are lesbians?
No.
They're characters.
I just think
they're really acting like they're lesbians.
I just think they're mean girls, of course, mm-hmm. But they're done up by like 100%.
But they hold hands. They touch each other very sexually. Don't do that. I don't fucking do that. It's annoying enough when they do it, and then you have to do it. That's terrible, Josh.
It is terrible.
Yeah.
So, tell me this.
You don't like that either?
No, I thought it was... I enjoy them. I think it's
you
cute.
Said it's terrible.
No.
You doing it's terrible. That's what you mean.
I doing it is terrible. I doing it, me doing it is terrible.
You doing it, it's pretty terrible.
But no, I think they're cute. I love them. The iconic duo, I think that's hilarious.
Okay.
If I ever bought a wrestling shirt... Aside from the KO show, it would probably be the iconic duo. Would be
you
number two.
Fucking dummy.
What? I think it's awesome. I'm a supporter. I want to support that brand.
Okay.
Like if I'm buying stock in the Titus brand,
uh-huh.
I'm dumping that stock. I'm buying iconic duo stock.
Okay. Sure.
Stock up, stock down.
What is this, around the horn? If so, I'll mute your mic. Sure.
But... Tell me this. At any point, did you think that Ember Moon was going to lose?
No. Of course not.
I thought she was.
Why? Why would she lose?
Because I thought when Billie Kay knocked her off the top rope, mm-hmm. Ember Moon, I was like, oh my God, this is how they're going to, you know, kind of restart that feud again and get the iconic duo more over by burying Ember Moon.
No, Ember Moon's going to be, you know, she's going to be fighting Oscar. How many times do I have to tell you this? I have
to
repeat the same fucking thing every time, Josh?
I don't want it to happen.
Every week I have to tell you what's going to happen?
Maybe it's because I'm just so anti-Ember Moon and Oscar. I like them apart. I don't like them fighting together.
You don't like them touching
tips? I don't want them fighting together. I want them to be apart, if that makes sense.
Why?
I don't know. I don't think it's going to be a good match.
But if they're the two best, they should fight each other.
I enjoy Nikki Cross and Asuka a hell of a lot more than I do Ember Moon and Asuka.
Well, sure, that's because they fucking went through a table last week, but, you know.
Even before then, I enjoyed the Fatal 3-Way and the Fatal 4-Way. And that was mainly... Fatal 3-Way. What is it called?
A threesome.
Threesome.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the threesome.
Triple threat.
Triple threat.
Duh.
Shit.
So yeah, Ember wins. She hits the eclipse on Peyton, and that's it.
She sold the shit out of him.
Yeah, it was good. Not as much as Billie Kay sold it a couple months ago when she
broke her neck.
She was paralyzed. And then remember, she had to learn to walk again. And,
That would have been funny, though.
That would have been funny.
I feel like I couldn't hear it, and I didn't rewind it to listen, but I could have heard. I could have swore when the first time Asuka, Ember Moon was going up to the top rope to do it, and Billie Kay was on the outside. She goes, "No, you can't do that move. It's banned," or whatever.
Oh, really?
Something like that on the outside. It's something crazy like that, and it made me chuckle.
Yeah.
It made me chuckle.
So then we go backstage, and Hideo Itami apologizes to Cassius Ohno.
Why?
That didn't make you chuckle.
Hideo,
you can't even understand what he's saying, unfortunately.
So that made me chuckle.
His English is so bad, like his accent's really bad, you can't even understand what he's saying.
It's rough, but the more rougher...
Like he needs to talk slower, like Nakamura talks
probably.
Slow.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why Nakamura talks slow, it's so you can understand him.
Yeah, I agree. Talk slow, give him less lines.
Yeah.
But the worst part about that scene was not Hideo Itami. It was Cassius Ohno.
It was all just bad.
It was. But Cassius Ohno was awful.
He was like, look, it's all right, man. We're still great. You're still great. I'm still great. And I'm going to go beat Aleister Black tonight.
Not only that, the Chicago Bulls jersey.
Yeah, every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different fucking jersey every time. I want to know how many he has. He's done an All-Star one. He's done the Orlando Magic one.
The Orlando Magic was the worst one.
That was the worst.
It looked like he was just wearing PJs. It was bad.
I can't wait for the New York Knicks version or the
I can.
Fucking Lakers jersey.
Yeah. So next up, we have the Ely brothers finally in a match.
I told you they're coming back.
Wow.
And they look different. No cape.
They had the capes.
They did?
Yes.
No.
They took them off at the ramp.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
They had the capes. They did have the capes.
Now, before we get into the match, I just want to say I kind of hope they never really get a push because if I have a hard time with Akam and Rezar telling who is different, I'm never going to have a chance between these guys.
Well, that means you don't like the Usos either.
No.
They're twins.
No.
So fuck twins?
Fuck twins. We're burying twins on this podcast.
Okay. I mean,
bury twins.
The Usos do suck. Not because they're twins, though. It's just because...
Well, the gimmick sucks. I didn't mind them as faces.
Well, yeah, but they were also boring faces, too.
They were, but they were more enjoyable than the thug?
Now they just look like... Now they just both look like Roman Reigns. They look like their cousin.
Part of his posse?
Yeah. God, that's what they should just do. Have Roman... You have a stable with
it's
them.
It's an I was going to say intergender, but it's
Jesus,
not intergender.
What is wrong with you?
It's intercompany.
Transfacial, intergender.
Trans brand.
No.
Trans brand.
No. Shut up. So anyways, the Ely brothers, right? The Ely brothers.
They're not trans.
They face Eric Young and Alexander Wolf. And, of course, Sanity gets the win after hitting a tag team finisher. But
again, I'm going to be wrong. But going into this, I thought this is where the Ely brothers were finally going to get
a
push.
Not against Sanity, no.
Well, I figured that they're now trying to build this tag team division, right? Mm-hmm. They have to fucking have more tag teams in the Authors of Pain and Heavy Machinery.
Looks like Young and Wolf are going to be a tag team. I guess. Why else have this match, right?
Also, I thought it was going to be a win because Damo wasn't in it. And I thought Damo was the number two in Sanity.
I'm glad Damo wasn't there because I don't want to look at that naked, hairy.
I mean, I agree with you.
Man.
I agree with you.
Put clothes on the fucking guy.
Mm-hmm.
You see Bray Wyatt walking around without a shirt? No. The only reason they let Samoa Joe do it on Raw is because he doesn't have any hair. He shaves it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Is 99% of the wrestlers shave their body hair? And why doesn't Damo? Why does he get away with it? You know?
Must be something Irish on the Ulster plantation.
Yeah, Ulster. Ulster, I think? Ulster.
No. Ulster?
Yeah. Next up, we have Rachel Evers, who is... Who is she? You forgot?
I feel like I remember. No.
You forgot.
I forgot.
We talked about this before.
Uh-oh.
She's the daughter of...
No, Paul Ellering.
Paul Ellering.
That's right.
And the Book of Pain. They have to change her name because it would be... Because if they called her Rachel Ellering and it's like, wait, that's... Then they'd have to acknowledge, that's Paul Ellering's daughter. And then she'd have to be a part of the Authors of Pain or whatever.
But they have mentioned it before when she's been out in past. But I guess now since they might be starting to push her...
I don't think they've mentioned it before. No.
I could have swore they mentioned that they were related. That this was Paul Ellering, WWE Hall of Famer's daughter.
Because she was on the show once before and then... And then we had to, like we found out that she was. They didn't tell us that.
My memory's not great, but I'll defer to your memory.
Okay, whatever. So, yeah, but her name is Rachel Evers here.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's fighting Sonya Deville, a.k.a. Daria. And they say, like, they intro as if she's brand new. The intro as if she's brand new. Did you realize that? As if she just started like a month ago.
Well, she also got a video package right before the fucking match.
Yeah. Well, and then the video package they played last week is like old highlights of her when she was Daria.
Yes.
And it's like, no, yes. She's not brand new. She used to be Daria.
Mm-hmm.
And the gimmick's exactly the same.
Yeah, right.
It's just the name's different. But okay, she's got Sonya Deville. Which, I mean, again, every time I see Sonya, it just makes it... You know they were thinking of Mortal Kombat when they fucking named her.
Stock down.
Sonya Blade.
No.
So Sonya makes Rachel tap out to a double wrist lock. That's what Nigel McGuinness called it. It just looked like Lesnar's Kimura lock.
That's what I was about to say. You know? It's a fucking Kimura.
Yeah.
Why can't they call it a Kimura?
Because that's Lesnar's move. Oh, the Lesnar doesn't even do it anymore.
But
you know why? Because Lesnar only does two moves now.
Yeah, he does.
He does less moves than Roman Reigns.
But I'm just saying, like, they do other MMA moves. Like, oh, that's a triangle. It's a triangle when they put that on.
Yeah.
It's a choke sleeper hold. It's a sleeper hold, whatever.
Yeah.
Why can't they say Kimura?
Oh, it's Hell's Gate. Oh, wait, that's The Undertaker's name for his
That actually is a triangle.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. But, hey, I like this finisher better than the one she did a couple weeks ago, which is another...
The knee.
And then kick, like another sweet chin music. It's like, no, what the fuck? Like, everyone does sweet chin music now? So, yeah, I mean, Nakamura does it. Ziggler just does sweet chin music.
Yeah.
It is sweet chin music.
That's fine.
Nakamura does a version of sweet chin music. Drew McIntyre does a version of sweet chin music. You know, and
yeah.
I'm glad Sony is now doing a submission hold. I think they listen to, like, it's like one of those things where it's like, maybe they do listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Because when she did it, like, a few weeks ago, we were like, why doesn't she have a submission move or do some MMA combo, you know?
We've also been complaining about the Ely brothers of late. Where have they been?
Have we, though?
They come out.
It's been a while since we've talked about the Ely brothers. I guess you just have to go to NXT House Show if you want to see them.
Yeah.
So then we go to earlier today, and this is the thing that fooled a lot of people, including my brother Joe.
Yeah, I heard that on the he broke that on the podcast.
I can't believe Joe thought that was real.
Who is he, Josh?
Seriously. You know, because there was a tweet that Rude and Strong got into a fight backstage. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why would WWE tweet that out?
Why would they promote that?
You know, yeah, exactly. So then we watched the footage, and Bobby Roode is doing a photo shoot when Roderick Strong and his wife walk by with their new baby boy. And Bobby tells Roderick's wife, hey, whenever you feel like being with a real man, let me know. So Strong attacks Bobby, but they're quickly separated by other wrestlers. And then we are told that in 2 weeks, Bobby Roode will defend the NXT Championship against Roderick Strong.
See, my thing is, wasn't Bobby Roode shitting on the attractiveness of Roddy Strong's wife?
Yeah, he said marginally attractive wife.
Why the hell would he want her?
Because he's a bad guy. Maybe, you know?
Maybe he thinks that he's going to elevate her?
Maybe he's like Tiger Woods. He just wants to fuck everything that moves.
That's what he should bring. You know what? You're my
Waffle House sweetheart. Bobby Roode's character is an egocentric person. Like, he thinks he's the greatest person ever. Yeah. So he's just going to assume that, of course, Roderick Strong's wife would be better off banging him. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and she probably would be.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, one guy's going to go to the main roster a lot quicker and more money.
Bobby Roode has one flaw, and that's the gap in his teeth.
I never noticed that.
Yeah. It's very strong. It's very small. It's not Strahan's gap. We're like, Strahan, you could fit a whole other tooth up there.
That's
Roode,
awful.
Roode, you could fit like a fourth of a tooth.
A fourth,
you know?
Of a tooth.
Yeah. Strahan, you could put like, I think, two front teeth.
It just means that Bobby Roode is going to be amazing at whistling.
Mm-hmm. But he should get it fixed, especially when you're the glory, like you're this, you know, you kind of look like the perfect guy, right? Like, that's his gimmick. You know, he looks like a champion. He has the look. Like, if anything, like, that's like Bobby Roode has like the look of like the perfect champion. Like, you know what I mean? So
he is amazing.
Yeah. So yeah, they're gonna fight in 2 weeks, and of course, who are you picking?
Roger Strong.
Of course you are.
Of course.
You're not really picking Roderick Strong.
No.
Okay, thank you.
That's only for Oscar matches.
Okay. So Nikki Cross is going to win next week?
I do believe she will. Come on, she has... Andrew, Oscar has already
reached... How many lunches
reached...
are you going to owe me after this one? You've owed me a lunch for what, a year now?
None, because as soon as I win, it all gets wiped off.
No. You still owe me a lunch. It's been like 6 months.
I think I do still owe you lunch.
I think it's more than 6 months, actually. Anyways, now next up we have the main event, Cassius Ohno versus Aleister Black. This was like halfway into the show, by the way.
Yeah.
This match was like 20 fucking minutes long.
No, it was pretty slow. So
it started slow. It started weird. It got a lot better, though. The first
like
few
the
minutes,
last
they were all
minutes.
Just being super respectful to each other, and it's like, just fucking fight already, you know?
Right? Yeah. Lots of head holds. And
I think it was both of their best matches in NXT.
Yeah,
at least since
probably,
Ohno's return.
Probably.
You know, best for Black. And, but yeah, hey, to the fan that kept yelling, finish him, shut the fuck up. Did you hear that? 20 times, finish him! That fucking fan. They should have got rid of him.
I didn't hear that. Thank God.
Yeah. So, there were some cool spots, though, and back and forth moments. At one point, Ohno yelled at Aleister Black.
Okay, you caught that?
What are you, man? Good or evil? What? What?
Well, what he meant to say is, are you a face or are you a heel?
Yeah, is that what he meant? That was dumb.
That way I can know if I'm supposed to go over or not.
That was so dumb. That was so dumb. Like Josh Reese, Cassius Ohno is his own worst enemy.
To be fair, we don't know if he's good or bad.
He's good. He's clearly a good guy.
You sure?
Yes. That's the first. This is the
but
first.
But he didn't respond.
This
say
is the
he was
first
good guy.
Good guy that he's fought.
So we had a face versus face match.
Yeah,
one of the rare face matches.
Yes,
or is it the heel match that you don't get much
no,
of?
No, heel is extremely rare.
Face is not rare.
It's rare, but it's not as rare. You can do it, like seeing a rock, even though that's the match no one wanted to see. Or maybe they wanted to see it once. Definitely not twice. don't get me started on that.
Or three times? Wasn't it three times?
No, it was twice.
Oh, it was twice?
Yeah. Twice in a lifetime.
Because it was billed as once in a lifetime.
It was billed as once in a lifetime, and then they did it again. Assholes.
They're cocky guys. They named a pay-per-view Great Balls of Fire, Andrew.
They did.
They did.
Oh, God. Anyway, so Aleister Black got the victory after hitting Black Mass.
It was kind of out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere?
No, because I think they I think they were writing it as either it was so close of a match that either one of them could have won. Either the Black Mass was going to connect. Or he was going to miss, and
well, fucking
Ono was going to hit him with the elbow. Cassius Ohno,
Cassius Ohno hit him with a brogue kick, like a Sheamus brogue kick, and he kicked out of it. By the way, I will say this: when Aleister Black kicked him, he fell on him immediately, and Cassius's left arm was like on his body, and Aleister Black laid on top of his arm, and his shoulder was up.
Yeah.
So they fucked that up.
You think
his shoulder was up from the beginning of the count, and the ref's right there. One, two, looking right at the shoulder that's clearly up.
So interesting. Maybe next week they'll come back and be like, I really didn't lose.
They won't acknowledge it like they did with Alicia Fox.
They won't. Do you think that there was a botch in the match? Early in the match when he did the, what is it? The jump up, and is it the senton? And he lands on him after he jumps up. But this time, like, he did it with, like, his neck. Like, he landed on his neck instead of his back.
Who?
Cassius Ohno onto Black.
He landed on his neck?
Yeah, like, he was going back, and instead of landing on his back on the guy, he landed on his neck. I don't know. It was something I noticed. It looked like it was worse in real life.
The one I saw, did he do more than one senton bomb? Because the one I saw, he just fucking landed on the guy.
Maybe he did more than one.
Black. I don't know.
I thought it was decent. I didn't think it was great. I thought it was pretty fucking slow. But I thought towards the last 5 minutes of the match, it started to pick up and got a little more entertaining.
Yeah. All right. So who's your worst dress for NXT?
Cassius Ohno.
Oh no.
Awful.
Yeah.
I like it.
Best dressed?
Billy Kay.
Of course you're going to say Billy Kay.
Billy Kay.
Of course.
Those pants. Damn.
And who am I going to say?
You're probably going to say Eric Young.
Eric Young. There you go. Oh, yeah. With no clothes on. Fucking idiot. No, I got the other one. The hotter
Sonya
one.
Sonya Deville?
Peyton Royce.
Oh.
Yeah, Sonya Deville, you idiot. Worst moment? The backstage segment between Ohno and Hideo?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Best
moment. I'm a sucker for that crazy move that Cassius Ohno does, where he like half his head goes through the ropes and the other part of his body flips over it. Uh-huh. I think that's fucking amazing for someone to do it his fucking size.
You know, worst moment could also be was when Cassius Ohno tried to pin Aleister Black in like a fucking. It was like the gayest pin. Attempt ever.
Oh, when he stacked him up?
Like he put his leg straight over and then he just put his cock right on Aleister Black's cock. And it was like, what the fuck, man? Like
Touching tips.
Like I would expect the Velveteen Dream to do that shit.
Don't give him ideas.
Yeah.
That's going to be his finisher.
But you know, my favorite moment was Rude and Strong, the backstage segment.
Yeah. I'm kind of worried that they're going to continue this, not feud, but they're going to find ways to bring his family into it. And I don't know if I want to see that.
They already did.
But continue to bring that. Like, she's going to be sitting front row.
With the baby.
With the baby or whatever. Breastfeeding.
With like a fake baby. Like a fake baby.
Bobby Roode's going to take it. I'm stealing your baby. I'm going to raise him in Canada.
That'd be good. Yeah. And then he does a video in his mansion. He's got the baby. And they're watching his match.
Raising strong son, right.
That's what I want. I want to see more videos of Bobby Roode in his mansion. You know, that was funny. When he was watching when he was watching him beat Nakamura, like, while drinking wine or whatever. That was funny as shit.
Do you think those are filmed at Vince's house?
No.
Because I will say, I have listened to Pritchard's podcast before, and he's mentioned that they've done, like, a lot of that shit at Vince's house.
Really?
Yeah, not like the NXT stuff, but like whenever they need a mansion or something like that, they would just film it at Vince's house.
Oh,
like
really?
They said, they did Randy Savage's,
Jesus,
I can't think of it.
One of his videos?
No, but like Life of the Rich and Famous, Randy Savage and the Million Dollar Man, both their segments were both taped at Vince's house.
Well, it's cheaper than renting a location, right?
Yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah. I kind of wonder if that's their like go-to for mansion.
Just go to Vince's house.
He's gone for the weekend.
All right. So,
sorry, that was random.
It was.
It was random. My bad. My bad. Universe.
It is your bad. Yeah.
I apologize.
So now let's get to things we talk about. And oh boy, do we have a doozy.
Oh?
Well, you know what I'm going to say. Come on. What's the top story? Guess who's back? Back again. Mauro's back.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mamma mia!
But it's great news.
Yeah? Because Tom Phillips will be off?
And it's explicitly just NXT only.
Yeah.
And
so Mauro Ranallo's returning. He's joining the NXT broadcast team. Tom Phillips will be gone. I guess it'll be him, Nigel, and Percy Watson, but they should probably get rid of Percy Watson, too.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, I don't like to fire people, but when you're that bad at your job, when you're just god-awful, will he say Mamma Mia on NXT?
Yes.
He will?
Of course.
Yeah?
Do you think that was a? You think that's a main roster-only tagline?
Because it's so bad. I don't know. Maybe Triple H will be like, play it more straight. Because since NXT's Triple H's thing, maybe he'll tell him play it more straight. If Ranallo would just play it straight, then I'd be all up on Ranallo. Like, I'd be like, he's great.
But
when he does those fucking pop culture references, and you know what I mean? Now, look, he could do it because then we'd be playing more audio on this podcast because I'll have a stupid pop culture reference to play every week.
I'm sure he'll think of some.
That's why I was kind of excited when Booker T returned to Raw. He was like, oh, I'll have more audio to play. But he's not even like, he's not embarrassing himself anymore. He's doing a good job.
I just can't wait for the moment when Mauro Ranallo.
Oh, that's another thing. Now that Mauro Ranallo's here,
I'll say Mario.
You're
going to
be
more.
Saying Mario a lot more, yeah.
I can't wait for the match, for an amazing match at a takeover to happen. And Ranallo goes, this match was more on fire than when Chuck burnt down his own house.
Wow. Spoiler alert. Don't even say the show. Don't even say the show.
People have already seen it, I'm sure. It's a week over.
We didn't even get to that part yet.
They don't know what I'm talking about.
Huh?
They don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right.
But I can't wait for that reference.
This match is more on fire than those great balls. also, an ex-Ring of Honor star made his NXT debut on Friday, but I won't say who it is in case people don't want spoilers, because it will be on a future episode of NXT. But a lot of people don't want spoilers, so some people don't.
Oh, well, shit, I fucked that up for y'all. My bad. I will say, I meant what we spoiled a minute ago.
Well, I'm just talking about NXT.
Oh, okay, we can spoil other things. E.T. did go home. He did.
All right.
My mom recently told me that was
what?
That was the first movie that I ever cried at was an E.T. movie.
You cried?
Really? I didn't know this. She's
how
like,
old were you?
I don't know. However old people are normally when they went to E.T.
No.
7, 8 or something like that.
You're such a bitch.
You didn't cry during E.T.?
No.
When they were trying to escape all the people that were trying to grab him?
No.
He did end up going home. Poor guy.
Poor guy.
So sad.
He wanted to go home.
I know. But he created such great friends. Right. Anyways, I digress. What were we talking about? Oh, we were talking about spoilers. Oh, yeah. So, you know the name of this guy, right? Did you see the name of this guy? I've never seen any of his work before.
Neither. I don't know.
But do you think that name is, like, do you think that means he's, like, an Italian mobster?
What?
Think of the name. Think of the name.
I am.
And then think of guys that were on The Sopranos.
Uh-huh.
And then you don't think Italian mobster?
No.
Okay. That was the first thing that came to mind. Interesting. Okay. Right.
What else do you want to talk about?
Okay. Andrew's just going to roll through that one. Things we talk about. I didn't really find that many things that we could talk about today, but I will mention this. The UK Championship match will be defended.
The match will be defended?
They're going... Okay, hold on. Let me redo my train of thought. UK Championship match will happen July 29th.
Oh, where can I see it?
At ICW Wrestling. Not at WWE Wrestling. At ICW.
Well, this is in London, right, or something?
Yes. Yeah. So I don't understand. And it's called Insane Championship Wrestling. I don't understand how the WWE is letting a belt be defended on non-WWE TV.
They have like a partnership agreement with these people. That's what they're doing with this UK tournament. That's what they're going to be doing with, like, when they have, like, whenever they do the Latin America tournament, you know what I mean? That it's going to be like that. They're trying to take over the world.
I agree. But I mean, like, you would never see, like, Brock Lesnar defending Ring of Honor or whatever.
Of course not. They own the U.S. I mean, when you know what I mean?
But I mean, they were just recently in Japan with Brock Lesnar a while back.
Okay. And that was a WWE show, though.
Yeah, I'm just saying, why can you do it with the UK Championship and not with other stuff?
Because eventually they'll buy that fucking IWC, or they'll start their own promotion, you know what I mean, when it becomes big enough.
I guess. I just thought that was really interesting, because I was like, what? Why is that happening?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I could understand, like, you know, back in the day, like, old school wrestling, where I've been hearing stories about, you know, the champ at, like, for NWA would go around town to town to town defending the championship on different promotions and stuff like that. But you just don't see it here anymore because the WWE is everything.
Right.
So why is it not be defended on WWE TV?
They're not having a...
And will this match be available to WWE subscribers? Subscribers. I talk too quickly, Andrew. Subscriptionees.
Right. That's enough. Do I have to explain it again?
Will it be available to subscriptionees?
I don't know. How can I answer that question?
Well, this is the question. I'm putting it out there to the universe. These are the things that I want to know.
I say no.
Okay. What if I wanted to watch this fucking match?
Go to London, motherfucker.
I don't want to go to London. I want to see it on TV.
That's too bad. No, you don't. You don't want to see it. You know you
do. I enjoyed their last...
Who is he fighting?
It hasn't been decided yet. They're going to have a fatal four-way to decide the contender. And doesn't look like...
maybe
Bates is going to be in it.
Maybe it'll be on the UK show. Remember, they're making a UK show.
Maybe, but it said that the match was going to happen at ICW.
Okay. I don't know, Josh. I don't know.
I'm just bringing the news, Andrew. Okay, these are things that we fucking talk about.
Okay, what else?
Jesus.
What else? Anything else?
Crackers. Recently, they mentioned on Pritchard's podcast.
Oh, yeah, did they?
They did. That this, I guess, is the 22nd anniversary of... that might be too much. This is an anniversary of John Cena's debut.
22nd anniversary?
It probably wasn't. Maybe it's I think it was the 15th year. 15th. There you go. Tell me some of your favorite John Cena memories.
Fuck you. Don't fuck with me.
What?
My favorite John Cena
memories. You don't have any favorite memories of John Cena?
No, when he was number 30 in the Rumble. That was the best one.
Is that the one where Vince McMahon came out?
No.
Okay.
No. He was number 30, and then he AA'd Triple H out of the ring to win the Rumble.
Mm.
That was it. His debut was cool, too, but come on. There wasn't that many great John Cena moments.
John Cena, of course, is one of my favorite wrestlers.
Okay, so what's your favorite John Cena moment?
Well, I don't have his.
When he lost to KO, that was great.
That was pretty good. It was pretty good. The match that he lost to Alberto Del Rio, I think, was one of the greatest matches of all time.
That was a terrible match.
Amazing.
That was a terrible.
Amazing.
Oh, he lost to like such a lame move too.
Great.
Great.
What else? Oh, yeah. I got to pull it up on my phone because I don't have any internet connection.
Oh, good.
Oh, Donald Trump just tweeted something. What did he say?
Who gives a
shit? Sorry, I get Donald Trump tweets pushed to my phone.
I don't care.
So there's a lot of different polls that we could take today. So give me some polls that you want to take. Let's see if we can read through them real quick. We have... Which general manager did a better job handling their brand's controversy? Of course, there's only two options on that.
What's the controversy?
Okay. The controversy is Raw general manager Kurt Angle helping to get to the bottom.
He did a terrible job.
Okay.
It was all Corey Graves.
Well, then it's automatically must be general manager SmackDown of Daniel Bryan. Making another woman's Money in the Bank ladder match and banning James Ellsworth from ringside.
Oh, they both did terrible jobs.
That's one of the questions.
You can't even answer that. They both failed.
Another one is, if you're drafting a roster of WWE superstars, who would you pick first? Which 7-foot superstar or near 7-footer should Enzo Amore replace Big Cass with? Was Carmella treated unjustly?
Yes.
Who would you like to see perform their finishing move on James Ellsworth?
And why are there so many polls? Enough.
And finally, which WWE superstar's tattoo would you get on your body?
What? Yeah. What? Do Enzo's.
I got to get it. Okay, here we go. Okay, 7-footer. So the answers are Big Show, Kane, The Great Khali, and Kevin Nash.
Kevin Nash? I guess Kevin Nash, just so that Kevin Nash can return and do something, I guess. But I don't know if Kevin Nash can even wrestle anymore.
So the overwhelming favorite is Kane. The Big Show, 49%.
That's stupid. He already did it.
Followed.
It probably will be Big Show.
Probably.
Because you hear the rumor that it's going to be Big Show and Big Cass at SummerSlam?
I wouldn't mind it. Number two is The Great Khali. People want to see him return.
Wow.
I guess join the stable.
They really don't want to see him return.
Okay.
And then Khali does the soft chant.
I've never heard him talk before.
He doesn't talk good.
He doesn't talk. Does he talk English or did he always have that little guy speak for him?
He really doesn't speak English. Like at all.
Aw, poor guy. There was kinda one like more. Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
No, I'm good.
No, you were going to say something?
No. What?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
The WWE also announced 5 more names to the Mae Young Classic.
All right.
Third generation wrestler Tessa Blanchard.
Well, if you don't know who they are, then...
Well, I'm just naming them. Maybe people... one is a great Khali protege. Third generation.
He can't teach anyone how to wrestle. What the fuck? You're disgusting.
It's my straw.
Okay. Oh, you put it back in your mouth. You're such a nasty
it's my
person.
Straw.
Mr. Cool over here. Like fucking Mick Foley spitting his teeth out.
Okay, where was I? Third generation wrestler, Tessa Blanchard, hard-hitting veteran, whatever that means,
Abby. taught someone how to wrestle. The worst wrestler of all time.
Abby Lath. Black Belt Judica. Tiana Conti. International Bruiser Jazzy Gabbert. And Great Khali protege Katvia Davi.
He has a school in India, I think, but he doesn't teach them how to wrestle because he's the worst wrestler ever.
Who teaches
I mean, it's
him?
Insulting that he could teach anyone. He obviously hired some fucking trainers.
Well, I kind of want to see who this chick is. Katvia Davers?
Yeah, great.
Davi.
I'm sure that's how you pronounce it.
Probably not.
You probably pronounced every letter wrong.
Probably. I don't know. She's not that bad.
Looking?
Yeah, maybe that's because I like Indian women.
Let me see.
Okay, hold on. Let me pull it up.
He's there you go. Oh, she kind of looks like the Great Khali.
She does not.
Yeah, that's cool. No wonder you like her.
Well, of course.
She looks like Tamina. Of course you like her.
No, she does not.
She does look like Tamina.
No.
That's Tamina right there.
She's much more beautiful.
Maybe a little bit better than Tamina, but that's Tamina. Is that all you got, Josh? Because I'm getting annoyed. Are we good?
That's all I got.
Can we get to fan questions?
She's apparently a weightlifter.
Yep, that makes sense why you like her. She's got big muscles. You like Nikki Cross. Nikki Cross has huge
I've never
arms.
Dated a woman Nikki Cross with big like, muscles. Burr. I've always wondered what that would be like. I don't know. Random. Have you ever dated a woman with big muscles?
No.
No?
No.
Just all short Latinas, huh?
You've met my fiance. That's and you're just going to assume that that's all the chicks I've ever dated? It was Latinas?
Maybe.
No, yeah, that's true. Yeah. No, I've dated other girls. No, but my longest relationships have been with two Latinas. Yes. At the same time. I'm just kidding. All right.
You wish.
Let's see. Let's get to some fan questions here. This one is from Kayla Bunton. If you could have two wrestlers swap personas for an episode, who would it be?
Just NXT?
No, it doesn't have to be NXT. Joe responded to her. Of course he did. He said Bobby Roode and Nakamura.
Really? Have them swap personas?
Yeah.
You know what? I'd love to see like the different contrast. Like what would Sami Zayn be able to do with Kevin Owens' gimmick? And what would Kevin Owens be able to do with Sami Zayn's gimmick?
No fucking way.
Do you think?
I do not want to see Kevin Owens dancing around with that fucking music.
But do you think that he can make it cool?
That.
Or do you think that Sami Zayn would make Kevin Owens' gimmick stupid? Like, I would love to see, like, a freaky... Like, if the WWE did something fun like that, I would love it. Like a Freaky Friday edition. Like, oh my God, everyone changed. I think that would be so cool.
Oh God!
Do you think that
no?
So you think
it'd be
that
terrible?
It would be awful.
It'd be awful. Yeah.
I'm thinking of it now. I think that would be fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's
God.
My answer. I'd love to see Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn
terrible.
Switch.
That'd be terrible, though.
Just for a day. Well, who do you got, Andrew?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of that.
If there's anybody out there in the WWW
with that
universe.
Shit.
Let me know if
we
you agree with me.
We don't have a universe.
We do.
No, we don't.
5,000 people strong.
Okay. Campy Corleone, does Josh have on his Pokemon shirt? No, he has a stupid Mr. Cool Icy shirt.
Are you a Cherry Icy or a Coca-Cola Icy person?
I mean, if I had to choose, I'd go Coca-Cola. I like the
You're
white.
Wrong!
I like the white Icy's the best.
Those are good, yeah.
Yeah. Although I'm really not a much of an Icy fan. Like, I don't get Icy's. Very rare that I ever get an Icy, but if I was going to get one. Ralph Klatt, why does it look like Billy Kay had a shitload of plastic surgery?
I don't think she had plastic surgery.
No?
No.
I think her face is just like, I don't know. I feel you, Ralph. I understand what you mean.
You think so?
No, I don't think she's had plastic surgery. I think That's always just how she looked, though. I think she just has so much makeup on that it looks weird. She has too much makeup on. Alex Romero, push, bury, delete. Aleister Black versus Finn Balor. Aleister Black versus Dean Ambrose. And Aleister Black versus AJ Styles.
So, Aleister Black fan. What was the first one? Aleister Black versus Balor?
Yeah.
I think Aleister Black versus Balor and his demon gimmick, I think that'd be pretty cool.
Okay. You'll push that.
But then you have Aleister Black and his ability on the ropes with AJ Styles and his ability on the ropes. I'm sure those guys could fucking spring all over the place.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like we have to get to know Aleister Black more.
True. We have to find out if he's good or evil.
That's true. We do. We also have to see if he can cut a fucking promo.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's the thing. Like, how into the guy can you get if we don't even know any, like, you know?
How much farther can you go without him talking?
Right.
Yeah.
He has to be able to cut a promo or something. So. Well, let's see. Broken Paul, do you think 205 Live would be more successful in Full Sail like NXT instead of the larger SmackDown Live crowd? I mean, yeah, because everyone leaves when fucking 205 Live sets up.
It probably ends up being the size of a 205 crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Or an NXT crowd.
Yeah.
I do wonder, because everyone raved at the atmosphere for the CWC, and that was at Full Sail.
Right.
So maybe there is something to be said for that.
Yeah, that's a good point. El Juano, was Enzo and Cass's breakup better than DIY's?
No.
Not even close. Not even close.
I will say,
and you can't teach that.
Well, they can't teach
poorly,
it.
It was very poorly done.
I don't know
what you mean. Is their breakup better? No, it was so horribly done. I told you week one, it should be Cass.
Mm-hmm.
I told you week two, it's definitely Cass. Week three, it's 100% Cass. Week four, it's 1,000% Cass. Week five, oh, guess what? It's Cass.
I will say, I did think that the promo that Cass cut, I thought that was pretty fucking good.
No, his promo was good.
The promo was good, and the facial reactions from Enzo, but it was still not, the reveal was nowhere in the fucking ballpark.
This was not surprising in the least.
No.
We all knew it was going to be Cass.
Which is why I think they made the promo, and the promo had to be great.
Yeah.
Because if not, then it was just fucking a waste of time.
Yeah. DIY, I didn't see coming.
Yeah, no
one.
You
didn't see it coming.
No one.
Some people claim they did because that whole woman said she was working on a single song for...
Well, okay.
I didn't put that together. I just said, oh, I guess they'll go their separate ways, but I didn't...
I will say, for that, do you think that at the time, that's why the producers at WWE used that logo like they were ending the show? Because you remember at the time they put the logo up?
Yeah.
And the logo is, okay, that's it. Huh. And then, like, right after that, you know, the logo went down. They're still there.
Right.
Oh, shit. Then shit's about to happen.
I don't think they did it because of that tweet. No.
Oh, okay.
No. I just think that was a clever way to do it.
It was clever.
Yeah. Ron Johnson, which superstar would benefit the most and excel from an NXT run? They would be demoted to NXT and then come back in the future.
Oh, like the Irish guy or Scottish guy? Where the fuck his face is?
Drew McIntyre?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he left for a few years and then...
But similar to that, mm-hmm. Eventually go back up strong.
Right.
That's a good one.
It's also someone that...
Ty Dillinger.
He'd also...
He could go to... When Bobby
what
Roode...
a bunch of bullshit. Why did you have to remind me of that? I was having a good day.
I told you, they need to go to 3 hours.
Been off for a month.
They need to go 3 hours.
No, they don't.
3 hours and they'll be able to fit everything in.
10 minutes of... You can give Ty Dillinger 10 fucking minutes. Jesus.
Yeah.
He's in the dark matches too.
Well, they might as well use him.
And the dark matches... He's getting paid. The dark matches... The whole reason for the dark match, because it's not on TV, is to put the most popular people there to make the crowd happy.
Mm-hmm.
And Ty Dillinger's in the dark match, meaning he's one of the most popular guys.
Maybe it's just paying his dues.
Think of that for a minute.
As I've learned, John Cena had to do dark matches for a whole year. We saw Braun Strowman in a dark match.
But John Cena was doing dark matches when he was nobody, and he was jobbing out. That's his role before you're anyone.
True.
Everyone knows who Ty Dillinger is, and he's a good guy, which means he's winning the dark match.
Yeah.
Fuck you! Why'd you have to remind me of Ty Dillinger being not used, which is what I said was going to happen once he gets called up?
Well, to be fair...
I didn't think it would take less than a month to put him off TV.
To be fair, tell me this. Is it better to be not used or better to be buried? Because I think those are the two options that they had. And they said, we still like the potential of this guy. We don't want to bury him. So we'll just have him on the dark matches until we can figure out a program for him.
Marcus Muniz says...
no answer.
What do you mean, no answer?
No answer.
He was beating
Donald Trump,
the fucking opera singer. Shut the fuck up with the Donald Trump tweets.
Sorry.
No one cares.
Do you want me to read it?
No. No. You could have him fight someone, Josh, and not get buried. Come on. Marcus Muniz, when does Drew McIntyre get a title shot if he doesn't get one at TakeOver Brooklyn? Personally, I believe he will have it TakeOver Houston. He will get his title shot at TakeOver Houston? Well, if it's not Brooklyn, then it will be Houston.
I mean, it won't be on a random NXT episode.
I do think it will be Brooklyn, though, and I hope he does not win. McLovin, if you could book the entire TakeOver Brooklyn card with the matches you want to see, what matches would you have? Good God. We have to book the whole pay-per-view?
We'll just do the...
All right, so the UK Championship will be...
Pete Dunne and Tyler Bates.
Pete Dunne versus a guy...
Tyler Bates again, probably. Yes. They'll have to do the rematch. I don't think he's done the rematch clause yet. Plus, you could have Authors of Pain and Heavy Machinery and another ladder match.
No. No.
Two out of three falls?
No.
Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, there you go. Put him in a cell.
And then you could have Asuka versus... Billy Kay.
Of course you're going to say
in
Billy
a 30-minute Iron Man match.
No, Asuka versus Ember Moon in a cage match. Put them in a cage. Mm-hmm. And then Rude and Drew McIntyre.
In just a regular match?
Yes, for the title.
I like stipulations.
For the title?
I like stipulations.
It's for the title. That's what it's for.
Make it Extreme Rules.
No.
A kendo stick on a pole match.
No, it doesn't need it. Asuka and Ember Moon need something different because we've already seen it once.
That's true. Andrew's losing his patience.
Right. Yeah. Wrecked Baron, on a scale from Roman Reigns to Steve Austin, how good was this season of Better Call Saul? What happened at the end of last season? What was the last? Oh, yeah, Chuck was recording him.
Yes. So this whole season was...
I think last season was better, though. I think last season was better.
I've heard that, too.
You don't think so?
I always...
And this one had, like, Gus come finally, but mm-hmm. Gus was kind of underwhelming, wasn't he? He didn't really do much.
Well, I mean, there's not much that he can
do.
And
by the way, Mike was not on the last episode.
No, he wasn't.
The last we saw of Mike was he goes to... Cunface's office and gives her his money.
Yeah.
I hate her so much. Like, I hate her and Todd from Breaking Bad the most.
I thought she was cute.
Nah. Did you see her hands?
No.
She has man hands.
Ew.
Yeah. It's awful.
Never mind.
She has man hands. Never mind. Oh, that's it. but no, she's the worst. She's so evil.
Yeah. But a different type of evil. But yes. I always thought the first two seasons of Breaking Bad were really slow, and I just really liked
about Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul.
The first two seasons of Better Call Saul were slow.
Yeah, I didn't really like it, and I really did enjoy.
You didn't like the show,
season.
But you decided to stick around for a third season.
I did. I love the cameos.
Okay.
I love the cameos and all that stuff, and but this season, I just there was so many more cameos and like shit was coming at you all the fucking time.
Well, here's the thing.
And then the close to the season was amazing. Like the last four or five episodes, great.
Yeah, after season, well, the trial or not. It wasn't really a trial.
Well, once it hit the trial that we're talking about, that's when everything sped up.
Did that count as that? Was that a? I don't know. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. The Bar Association.
When he talked to Chuck and he tricked him with the battery, like that was the best. Mm-hmm. That was the highlight of the season.
Yeah.
But after season one ends making you think, okay, here comes Saul. Right, he's going to turn into Saul Goodman season two, and they pull back, and it's like, no, not yet. And then, like, at the end of season two, it's like, all right, this is now he's going to be Saul, right? Mm-hmm. Right? And then season three, it's like, nope, not yet. And then, like, now at the end of season three, it's like, okay, now he has to be Saul by season four, right? No? No, he has to be now. No, he has to be. I'll tell you why.
But he's not.
What do you mean he's not? How do you know?
He's not Saul yet, though.
No, I'm saying season four he will be.
Well, we've been saying that forever.
I know.
Eventually he will.
I know.
But when? And
but
probably
here's
halfway
why
through.
It has to be now is because. And plus, this show's got to be longer than Breaking Bad, right? Breaking Bad was only five seasons. There's going to be a fourth season of Better Call Saul, and he's not Saul yet.
I only heard it's only going to go another season or two. So it's not going to. I've heard it from like sources. I've seen it on the internet. Like it's only going to. They're only guaranteed one more season,
no,
but they're trying.
Every year.
I'm just telling you what I've seen.
No.
They're only guaranteed one more year. They're trying to fight
television.
For a second season.
Be quiet for a minute because you don't understand what you're talking about.
I'm listening.
In TV, you only get one more season. They renew you every year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I mean? So
no,
when season
that is
one
not how it happens.
Yes, it is.
No,
yes, it
not.
Is. Yes, it is. That's
after,
how TV
after
works.
After season three of Game of Thrones, they weren't going to, you know what? You're only going to get one more year.
That's HBO, dummy.
Just telling
that's
you.
That's very different.
Just telling you.
That's not network television or cable television. That's
so you're saying after the last season of Breaking Bad or before the last season, they go, you know what? If the ratings don't pick up.
Yes.
We're not going to extend you.
Correct.
That is not true.
Yes, it is, dummy.
They would have fucking let that thing go on forever.
No, they wouldn't have.
Walking Dead goes on forever.
It's because it is the highest rating cable show.
No.
Yes, it is.
Donald Trump just tweeted again.
Shut the fuck up. Don't tell me. I know about this stuff.
I know about it, too.
No, you don't.
I read.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
Go back. Better Call Saul season one. I guarantee you, they announced that there will be a season two, probably during or right after the first season ended. Then season two, when season two ends, there'll be a third season. Trust me, this is how it works in television.
So how many seasons do you think of Better Call Saul we're going to get? 45?
Yeah,
this is going to go on forever.
You fucking moron!
Tell
what are
me,
you talking
how
about?
Many seasons do you think we're going to get?
Vince Gilligan. Again, I always fuck it. Is it Gilligan? Or Gillian.
I thought it was Jillian.
No, it's not Jillian.
Well, why the fuck are you asking me? I have no clue.
Why should I ask you how to pronounce a word?
That's true. That's
anyways, the creator, Vince something, he said Better Call Saul would take place before Breaking Bad, which so far, first three seasons before Breaking Bad. Mm-hmm. It will take place during Breaking Bad and take place after Breaking Bad.
And they can't wrap that shit up in one season?
In one fucking season? You're gonna, 5 years? Go ahead 5 years? No.
I think what happens
you
next...
You think season four is the last season?
No, I think it gets two more. Five seasons, that's it.
Okay.
I think what happens...
Maybe, but I'm just saying.
I think what happens next season is we're going to get a fast forward. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a year in advance. And we're probably going to skip some of this shit that's probably going to be after Chuck's funeral. It's going to be after... him and what's her face, Kim and Kim break up. And it's going to be as he's starting.
You think
to,
there'll be some of a time jump?
I do. I think this is going to be as we're wrapping up his probation.
Yeah, it has to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It has to. I agree with you.
Which
there.
Will speed up the timeline, which will get us closer to Breaking Bad, and then we'll be after past Breaking Bad because there's not many stories you can tell once you get to Breaking Bad.
You mean once you get to after Breaking Bad?
No, once you get to Aster Breaking Bad, I'm sure you could tell whatever you want. Maybe he goes back to Kim. Who knows?
Well, but
I'm
just saying, there's other things.
In the Breaking Bad universe,
Saul Goodman had other clients other than Walter White.
Yeah, well, did he? I mean, yes, that was always filled with people, but that was his main focus once he got there.
Of course.
And why are you going to tell any other stories about two-bit drug dealers and stuff like that?
You can tell another story.
Maybe, but I don't know how much you want to fool around with that. Once he gets to the Breaking Bad timeline,
uh-huh,
you tell a couple stories that maybe you didn't see with Walt and Jesse, and then you go right past the future.
I don't know if you can do that, really. Because Breaking Bad, you're seeing everything that's Walt is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Breaking Bad is Walt's life.
But this time you're telling it through.
Yeah, but then you're just doing the same fucking scene again. That's stupid. No. No. No.
Maybe.
No.
I don't know.
But no, because the last thing Chuck told Jimmy was like, look, you're always going to fuck up people's lives. That's what you do. You're a piece of shit.
Oh, my God.
And then Chuck,
awful.
And then Chuck dies, so Jimmy's going to take that. Like, Chuck took that horrible thing with him to the grave, basically. He never made up with his brother. That's what's going to turn Jimmy.
Could you imagine if like, Joe walked in one day and said, Andrew, I never really thought very much of you.
I wouldn't do what Jimmy did and just turn around and walk away.
Did you just beat the shit out of him?
Yeah, probably.
That was the fucking coldest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah,
that was awful.
Yeah.
I never really thought that much about you anyways.
You never really mattered to me that
much. Never really mattered to me that much.
Yeah.
What is he, a fucking fly? Jesus.
He's been an asshole.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
And then like in one day, he fucking tears down his house.
That was crazy.
and then sets it on fire.
Mm-hmm. Now, people are saying he committed suicide. You think that was suicide?
Yes.
Okay.
You don't? As soon as the show ended, Josh,
I know the fire comes up. I know.
No. The next thing they show is the suicide fucking number.
What?
The show ends, it goes to black after the fire, and then they put up the suicide hotline.
I did not remember that.
Yes, they did.
I did not see that.
They put the number.
Hmm.
The suicide hotline number, so yes.
Interesting.
It was.
Well, my whole contention...
Why else was he kicking the lantern over?
Well, that's what I was going to say. My whole contention was, is it a suicide if he's disturbed? And he's just doing that, and he's not knowing what he's fucking doing, just kicking the fucking table.
No, it was suicide. Yeah.
Because, I mean, if he wanted to fucking do it quicker, he just fucking knocked the bitch over. Instead, he fucking...
It was suicide.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I did not see the suicide number. Interesting.
You just turned it off after it went to black?
I did. I was fucking so distraught, crying. It was awful.
When he started tearing the house down, I thought like halfway into the show, into the episode, I thought he's going to like hit a wire and electrocute himself to death.
I thought that too.
You did?
Because eventually he's reaching in the fucking bare hands.
Yeah, I was like, he's going to
grab
himself.
A fucking live
wire.
So
I thought he was going to kill himself, mm-hmm, but by accident.
Yeah.
No, he did on purpose. Jason Dearham, if American Alpha and the Ascension had a loser goes back to NXT match, who disqualifies themselves first? Who disqualifies them? Oh, because they would want to go back. Probably American Alpha. At least they were the champs then, and they were...
They were over like Rover.
They were over. Who did we say should go back to NXT, by the way?
Ty Dillinger.
Oh, yeah. Adam Wilson, have you seen the new Friday the 13th game? What are your thoughts on it? And, Andrew, you need
what
to get it so we can play. I've seen the trailer.
Friday the 13th game?
Yeah. I've seen the trailer and, like, you run away from... you could also play as Jason and you kill a bunch of teenagers
what?
In a cabin.
Like, a game you can play on, like, Xbox or PlayStation?
Yeah.
That's awful.
Awful?
And people fucking think that you can... That people that play, like, war games are the ones that fucking murder people. People who play those type of games are the ones that you should watch out for.
So Adam Wilson's a murderer?
Adam Wilson. I've never met him in real life, but people who watch scary movies.
So I play Grand Theft Auto, so that I'm a psychopath, Josh? Or is it's a release for me?
I worry about you sometimes.
It's a release for me.
I've been in the car with you when you drive. I worry.
Okay. Did I run anyone over?
Not yet.
Did I get 1 star, 2 stars, 3 stars, 4 stars, 5 stars? Did I get any stars?
No. I don't know what that means.
It's great.
I never played Grand Theft Auto.
You don't get references if you don't experience life, Josh.
I was experiencing a video. How is experiencing a video game experiencing life?
Because Grand Theft Auto is a great game. You should play it.
I guess.
Come on. Everyone know. If Eric was here, he'd know what I'm talking about. If Joe is here, he'd know what I'm talking about. All right. Kayfabe Jobber, is there enough money in this world to fix whatever in the blue hell is wrong with Josh? Wow. Yeah, we just need a pair of scissors. Cut the ponytail off.
Oh, ponytail's legit.
What do I have to do to get that about. To get that off you?
Oh, it's not coming off till I can do the cornrows.
Oh, okay. So never. It's
getting almost
K-Fabe
long enough.
Jobber says, what are your thoughts on the upcoming Spider-Man movie? I don't know. It honestly does not look good.
I'm worried that they're showing too many scenes.
No, they definitely showed the whole movie. We've already seen the whole movie in the trailer. I mean, I do love Michael Keaton. He's a great actor.
Mm-hmm.
So those scenes should be good. However, you can only do so much with the dialogue you're given. And also, it seems like Michael Keaton's barely in the fucking movie.
I'm worried about that as well.
You know? It's going to be one of those things.
Yeah. And it sucks because I was really high about this.
And it's just another Avengers spinoff. It really, that's what it is. It's an Avengers spinoff with special appearance by Robert Downey Jr. You know, it's like a cheap TV spinoff that...
Yeah.
And he's, again, I don't like that he's back in high school. And look, I'm very passionate about Spider-Man because he's my favorite superhero. I'm just so tired of him keeping going. You keep going back to high school. Enough.
Well, at least they're not going to murder Uncle Ben.
He's already murdered.
Probably.
He was already murdered. He's already been murdered. He's alone with Aunt May now. And Aunt May's hot as fuck now, and that makes no sense. Marissa Tomei?
She is pretty hot.
But see, what I liked about Wonder Woman, it really wasn't a Justice League like spinoff.
Yeah.
It was his own thing. It was its own thing, and there weren't any other superheroes in the movie. Like, yeah, no, she gets a letter from Bruce, but that's not a big deal.
Well, that's just how they do it in their universe, though. I mean, Ant-Man even had Avengers people in it.
Yeah, but Batman versus Superman, we started watching YouTube clips of all the superheroes in that one scene.
That one was fucking stupid.
Yeah. So I don't know. Of course I'll see Spider-Man opening weekend because I love Spider-Man, but I'm afraid.
I still haven't seen Wonder Woman yet. I do want to see it.
Yeah, it's good. You should see it. Jay Bizzle, what angers Josh more, that the dumpy Mexican with a man bun look hasn't caught on, or that kids don't pay toll when they cross your bridge?
I don't even know what that means.
Because you're a troll under a bridge? I think that's what he means.
I don't think I am.
You don't think you are?
No.
All right. Oh, man.
I do wish my hair was longer, though.
How much longer? Oh, my God.
If it was just another few inches. But look at this. Look at this. Hold on. Hold on.
Wait, what do you want to be a couple more inches longer?
My hair. Watch
your
this.
Your hair? Are you sure just your hair?
Just my hair. Watch this. You ready? Yeah.
What? What was that? What did that do?
Isn't that so cool? Look at that. I've never been able to do that before. Okay, watch. Watch, watch, watch. Hold on. My hair. It's all in my eyes. Hold on. Andrew, watch. That's gone.
That's terrible.
It's amazing. It's so cool.
That's hot when the hot women do it with their hair and you just ruined it forever. Why do you have to ruin everything that hot women do? Like blowing kisses, like Lana, doing the fucking Peyton Royce and Billy Kay thing. And
that is not true. Not true.
Bullshit.
If anything, I enhance.
Add ing to the end of a movie title. What is the movie plot now? That's pretty funny. Jurassic Parking.
Aw.
John Wicking. Instead of shooting, he makes candles. That's pretty funny. What else? Wonder Womaning?
No holds barting?
No. No holds... No. No, it doesn't work. James Bonding?
Fast and Furiousing?
Fast and Furiousing. No, it's, that doesn't work. It has to change the plot. Like James Bonding, that's a different movie.
Sword fishing?
Yeah.
A movie about swordfish?
Oh, man, this is funny. I like this. Goodfellas-ing? No, that doesn't work.
Terminator-ing? That doesn't change the plot, though.
Thing. No, it doesn't really change.
It's the same movie.
Damn. You got anything else?
Curious Case of Benjamin Buttering? Buttering? I'm going to stop. I can't do it.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, it'll be the spot for everyone. From book club to game night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick Scented Oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Hmm. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.
Swing into Seaside Golf in Ocean City, Maryland. Play like a pro at 17 championship courses designed by golf legends like Jack Nicklaus and Arthur Hills. Tee off on sweeping vistas at Eagle's Landing. Savor the coastal views of Lighthouse Sound. Or see why Ocean City Golf Club is considered one of the Mid-Atlantic's finest fairways. Whether you're sneaking in a quick round on a family vacation or going all in on a golf getaway, fun is always in play at Ocean City, Maryland. Plan your trip at OCOcean.com.
Imagine bold, naturally aged Tillamook cheddar slices melting over a burger, eating handfuls of thick-cut cheddar shreds straight from the bag, taking a bite out of an irresistibly bold block of extra sharp cheddar cheese. We know you want to get back to streaming, but wasn't it nice to daydream about cheese for a bit? Tillamook Cheddar, extraordinary dairy.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.